It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, our guest says schools need to consider the needs of students with disabilities when they're coming up with their active shooter plans. First, the Justice Department is directing its Inspector General to look into a claim by President Trump that the FBI spied on his 2016 campaign. Trump called for the investigation of the agency in a tweet over the weekend. He also said he wants to know whether such surveillance originated from the Obama administration. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, added that if anyone infiltrated the campaign for inappropriate purposes, quote, we need to know about it and take appropriate action, end quote. The latest developments follow a report last week that a retired American professor, a longtime U.S. intelligence source who's assisted with the Russia investigation, had contacts with three Trump advisors during the 2016 campaign. But there is no evidence to suggest that an intelligence source was embedded within the campaign, as the president has suggested. Devlin Barrett is the national security reporter with the Washington Post. Devlin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob.
Let's start with this concept of an informer, an FBI informer, as the president says, spying on his campaign. What do we know about this person?
Well, they're a source. They're someone who has provided information to the FBI for a number of years, and they're a professor. And they what we're told happened is during the 2016 election, this person essentially initiated, brushed up in a number of meetings with then-Trump campaign advisors. And, you know, that is a piece of investigative tradecraft. That is a piece of intelligence tradecraft. But Trump and his supporters are arguing that's very nefarious and suspicious, and they want to know more about it.
This is something that you can imagine the FBI doing in a normal, everyday kind of investigation. The stakes are higher, though, when a presidential campaign is involved. What do we know about the process of what they'd have to do to be able to use, to get approval to use an informant like this for kind of a sensitive target?
Well, the real issue isn't so much the use of the informant, because that's used at the very beginning of a lot of different types of cases that the FBI does. In fact, under the FBI's own rules, they can use an informant or a confidential human source before they've formally opened a full investigation on a person. I think what's different here is as you said, just the political implications of it, the possibility of being, as they are now, being attacked for having done this, and the idea that they are now on the defensive in some way to try and defend how this went down.
And this is this informant, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, has been seeking info about the informant from the Justice Department. How does that work? There's questions being raised. Well, this guy is an informant. It could endanger him if his identity is released, if too much information is released. What's the role of Congress here?
Well, so Congress obviously would like to know as much as it can about what the FBI is doing as far as this investigation goes. But there is a basic principle that goes on in government that Congress should not interfere too much with FBI criminal investigations when those investigations are still ongoing. And that's really where a lot of the friction here comes from, the fact that the FBI wants to complete its work on the Russia probe before providing this kind of information to Congress. The other issue that's a really big one, frankly, is the FBI and the Justice Department and, frankly, other intelligence agencies are very concerned that if this information is turned over to Chairman Nunes the way he has asked, that it will leak out and that it will endanger the source or it will endanger the people that the source has worked with in the past. And that's a concern for a lot of folks involved in this. And those are the reasons why you're seeing so much tension and friction on this point.
Can you talk about what the president appears to be requesting from the Justice Department in these tweets versus what the Justice Department seems to be doing in response, referring this to the Inspector General?
Sure. So the president on Sunday sent out a tweet saying he was going to issue an order essentially instructing the Justice Department to investigate whether someone infiltrated or implanted themselves with his campaign. Just to be clear, that would not be an accurate description of what we understand this particular FBI source did. So it's a little bit of an odd question in the sense that the Justice Department's immediate answer might just be, well, no, that didn't happen. But what the Justice Department did was they released a statement saying, obviously, that's an important question, and we will have the Justice Department's Inspector General look at it, because the Inspector General is already looking at a number of these types of issues. So it's not so much opening the door as it is, you know, taking a door that's already open and just opening it a little wider, frankly. But obviously, this is all alarming to some folks, current and former justice officials especially, who think the president is basically interfering with the administration of justice, and that alarms them.
Talking to Devlin Barrett, national security reporter with the Washington Post, on the latest on the president, his tweets calling for an investigation of the Department of Justice over the investigation of his campaign in the 2016 election campaign. Devlin, let's talk about the independence of the Department of Justice. You just mentioned that people are concerned about the president kind of giving these direct marching orders here. How hands-off are presidents usually in this kind of situation, if we can say this kind of situation, if there are parallels
right
out there?
It's a little unique, but generally speaking, it is very true to say that presidents tend to be very hands-off on this. Although a lot of presidents don't have a perfect record on this score. You know, when, for example, President Obama offered the opinion in a public interview during the Clinton investigation that she did nothing wrong, that there wasn't any criminal responsibility there, you know, that definitely angered and frustrated the folks at FBI and the Justice Department. But those were sort of little flashes and blips in the process. What you're seeing now is a long-running argument and a fairly tense one between the Justice Department writ large and the president and his supporters. And that's a difference of scale in terms of those past issues and the current one.
One question people have brought up is, what happens if President Trump directly says, hey, Rod Rosenstein, turn over these files on this informant to these members of Congress? What would Rosenstein's options be?
Well, that's a great question, because just this afternoon, actually a few minutes ago, the president wrapped up a meeting face-to-face with Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Wray, and the head of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. And we're still working on figuring out what exactly was said in that meeting. But if that order were to come, our understanding has been that the Justice Department, senior Justice Department officials, don't think they could follow such an order. It's not clear to me that sort of order is going to be issued. But if it were, you know, people talk about, you know, the truly bad outcomes here, which would be, you know, if that order was refused, would the president then fire someone or fire more than one person? Those are the scenarios, those are the worst case scenarios that could play out if it came to that. But, you know, this has been percolating along for a few weeks now, and it hasn't come to that. So I don't want to leave the misimpression that that is definitely where this is headed, because I think it's still an unknown.
There's a lot of twists and turns, obviously, in this investigation. Can you talk about the piece of the Russia probe that this informant and the people he talked to, three Trump campaign officials, what part of the story is this delving into here?
It's really about the beginning, the early days of the Russia investigation. So you're talking the summer and fall of 2016. And what appears to be happening at that time period is this source, this FBI source, is arranging meetings and arranging conversations with folks involved in the Trump campaign's foreign policy area. And he seems to be finding ways to, you know, be friendly with them, have meetings with them, talk about foreign policy with them. So nothing super untoward on the surface, but it does raise a lot of suspicions among Republicans, and it does raise some interesting questions as to exactly how the FBI decided to first start trying to answer some of the questions it had about possible contacts between Trump advisors and Russians.
And this is all going on with this concept in the backdrop that the president might or might not talk to the Mueller team himself personally. And Rudy Giuliani is saying something about if he can do this, then maybe they wrap up the probe by September. What do we know in the ongoing quest to bring President Trump to sit down with investigators?
Well, it's funny. I think this is one where you see a ton of rhetoric about the desire to have such an interview, but it also feels like the two sides are moving further away the more time goes by. And, you know, there are a bunch of different reasons for that, but essentially Trump seems to be, the president and his lawyer seem to be getting more combative on the subject of an interview, on the topic of an interview, and putting more conditions on their agreeing to an interview, which normally is an indicator, you know, for lawyers that, you know, this is probably not going to happen. Having said that, Mueller and his team would very much like to do the interview because obviously one of the big questions in all this is what was the president's intent? What did he mean to do when he did certain things? And that is a huge part of the law, showing intent. And obviously the best, so one of the best ways to find out someone's intent is to ask them.
We'll leave it there. Devlin, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Devlin Barrett, national security reporter with the Washington Post, talking about President Trump's call to investigate the FBI, he says, for allegedly spying on his campaign.